Blog Welcome to Awakenings, part of the Converging Flow. I see lots in the chat. Hello, everyone. Peace, love, and light. And you're listening to Awakenings, and I'm your host, co-pilot Michelle Mache, for those of you perhaps that are joining us for the first time. And I also want to welcome everyone from Cosmic Dimensions as well, and also those who are listening later from the archives. Awakenings Radio is a live internet radio program that airs every Wednesday and Friday from 12 to 1:30 p.m. and sometimes an added program, depending how the chi flows, let's say. And Awakenings Radio, we highlight conscious beings of all walks of life. We host dialogues and interviews with spiritual teachers, healers, conscious experts, visionaries, awakened leaders, authors, and conscious beings that are waking up or are awake and integrating this awakened state in all that they're doing. Here it's about connecting to your passion, your purpose, and living that and sharing that. And we are all about spiritual exercises, the spiritual tools to keep you awake, aware, and aligned. And that really is, you know, the key, that the more aligned you are, the more awake you are, the more awake you live. And they really do go hand in hand. So I'm out of a wonderful meditation and some deepening work, because I continue to do my own inner work always as well. So I'm really looking forward to the program today. We have some wonderful beings that are on, some that have been on before and some that are new, or some that you also recognize in the chat. Hey, Vivi, hello, everyone in the chat room. I'm going to just give a little shout out, a little warm embrace to the chat. Say hello to everyone. Hi, all, with love and light. Is that all? That's all there is. It's just varying degrees, right? I'm really, as you can probably see, we've been having and we'll have more on sound healing and working beyond the mind. Though I absolutely, in fact, last night we got into this a little bit in my meditation class. I love the mind. I love intellectualizing. I love philosophizing, the analyzing, but when we're doing that, we're not in the present moment or the witness state. We're observing. We're contemplating. We're not in. When we have words, the words are beautiful and they're amazing. And when we're thinking, there is space. There is a bit of space. There is a separation because words need space. Words are actually material. When we think, there's actually a materialization that's happening in the subtle energy. It is a form. Thoughts are a form of physicality. So in order to have something physical, there needs to be a separating out. Even though we're all one and if everything is all connected, there is this separating out. So when we are just responding, when we are in that flow, in that moment, we can't be thinking. Though thinking, we need to think. It's very interesting. We need to think. However, when you're overthinking something, you're creating, you're essentially creating more separation. So it's kind of interesting. It's again, it's a, in a sense, a play of words or a play of consciousness. And even saying that is creating a separation. So the time that we don't have separation is when we're just being, when we're seamless. And the closest we can get to non-separation is through toning or sound, because even the sound creates an individuated separating vibrationally, right? And if you can discern the note, right, there's a separating out via that note. However, when we're all playing that note, if you will, our own note, and it's coming together, we are creating this symphony beyond words. We're getting closer and closer to the space where we're all one note or one tone or one vibration before we individuate it out in our individual vibrations or notes or resonances, all kind of the same thing, but just different ways to describe this. So that the reason being that when you get closer to that, you're getting closer to that awareness, that oneness that we all are. And so it's good to go there, because when you go there, where are you going? You're literally going beyond the mind. You're going into that space of being. And I think that's such a wonderful place for us all to connect into. That's really what we're doing here, right? Is we're remembering that space, that awareness, so that we can connect into that place and relate more from that place. Isn't that what living awake, aware, or alive is about? Really living. Isn't that really what living is about? And when you talk to, well, we'll even ask today our musicians and our sound healers, when they're playing that music, when they're playing that note, that sound, when they're playing together, are they thinking individually? Are they thinking of themselves individually and what they need to play, or are they just fitting into the collective or the all that is on that? And that, to me, as we're getting more and more awake, more and more aware, Tamarama, Mr. Carey, did you explain it well, Michelle? Great. Well, if anybody, jump in, call in, jump in, let me know what you're feeling in the chat room. I think there's this wonderful play through our, each of us playing our individual notes, and well, and under, first of all, knowing our individual notes, are, which in a sense is the same way to say metaphysically, our individuated aspect of the all that is, our individuated way of being. Once you know that, that's living from the soul. And you're not trying to be someone else. You're not looking to the left of you or the right. You might be influenced, and you might feel a sense of awe or wonder for what somebody else does or how they do it. But you're not stuck in, I want to be like them. I want to be them. You know why? Because you are loving you. You are connected enough to you that you realize, hey, I'm here to be me. I'm here to be me as I am. And I'm here to be me as I am in my own way, and let that blend and merge and harmonize with others. And in a sense, what we're talking about is the Aquarian age. This is the Aquarian energy, is to be able to do this, to be this. You know, a lot of people fear this whole idea of oneness. They think that this oneness is scary. Oh, you know, it's, you know, Big Brother and socialism and, you know, one, oh, we're all one. Well, the thing is, it's the recognition and the including our oneness, not giving up our individuality or individuatedness, if that's even a word. Tamarama saying, just finding our part on the sheet music of life. And life's so grand. Yes, 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 yes. And I think a big part of it, in, you know, jump in anyone, is how do we know what our part is, and how do we find our part? I think that's the bigger question. I think that I think that it's also part of this Aquarian age, if you will, of being in the individuated aspects that we are and coming together, is no longer perhaps needing, in High Brazil is putting the fear of losing egos made them not connect. Perfect. Yeah. Yeah. So in one way, it's not asking anymore, who am I? Because we really know who we are. I mean, especially if you are or have the recognition that you are this spiritual being, and you recognize, I am spirit, I'm a spiritual being, or I'm God expressing as me, I'm all that is. If you have this awareness, then the next question is, how do I want to express this? How do I want to live this? So to me, that's where the interesting energy comes in, the interesting play of consciousness, if you will, that it's not about who am I anymore. It really never was. I think that really leads people astray. It's really about, how do I want to live my life? How do I want to, once you find that where you are on the chic music, as Tama says, once you find where you are, then how can you live that? How can you celebrate that? How can you express that? That's the key. How can you express that? Where? How do you want to express it? And Tamara's saying, do not be afraid of doing so. Exactly. Yeah, I love this. Thomas saying, life is one big orchestra and all the players. So you recognize that you're a player, and because you're here, you have every right to play, to be here. And look at what we're saying, play. The playing, the playing the instrument, that tunes us into that play of consciousness, that it's all about spiritual play. It's all about this spiritual unfolding. And how do we do this? Just by being us. Just by being you. Sounds simple, doesn't it? Well, where do we get messed up? We, you know, what is it? Is it following what other people are, you know, saying or doing? You know, is it comparing? Is it going into fear of doing what you are meant to do? You know, again, these are the questions I think that we need to ask ourselves, and we need to connect in or find the spiritual tools that give us that information or that insight as to, as Tamarana said, where are we? And then also, it takes practice to play our instrument. Yes, if we realize that we're an instrument, that's another really good point. You've got to realize that you are an instrument. If you don't realize that you're an instrument, then you can't be that vehicle or vessel, and you can't become clearer in your instrument. First, you have to have that awareness that this is what I am. This is, you know, an aspect of that, you know, if you already recognize that you are this divine spirit, you are God incarnate, a God expressing as you, that energetic principle of the all that is that we're going to call God, that makes up everything and everyone, then when you are claiming that, when you're understanding that, that's to me where the fun begins. When you start living from that space, that's where things really open up. And Naki says, we're all different instruments playing our own melody, each one tuned to a different key, but playing in sweet harmony. Beautiful, beautiful. Yeah, afraid of being wrong, Simon, that comes up, not simple. We complicate it with fear and ego. Yeah, I think it depends. If, you know, correct me if I'm wrong. I think that the more that you live in a world, whether it's your family world or the world that you are assembling for yourself now and creating, and let's say by connecting with more like-minded individuals, connecting with more that resonate with you, then there's less fear to be you. See, one of the paradigm shifts that we had in the old paradigm, I did a contemplation on this a few years ago and recently revisited this. If you look back, and even you look in your, you know, societal dynamics, you know, from a societal level, a familial level, there was always this undertoning or underpinning of trying to change people to understand you, or trying to teach people what I'm doing is right. You have to, you know, agree with this, or you have to understand this, or people don't understand me. So there was this big push, if you will, you know, well, just talk to them, try to get them to understand. They don't like, you know, growing up in school, oh, so-and-so doesn't like me, or they don't understand me. Well, just talk to them, and they'll like you, they'll understand you. All the while, those that would get you or understand you, on a whole, we were not taught to connect with those people. We were taught to connect with people that didn't understand you and try to get them to understand you, be it family member or, you know, I see this all the time in my counseling practice. People get married to people that don't understand them, and then they spend a big part of their marriage trying to get them to understand them. My husband just doesn't understand me, or my wife, he's not that way, and so I don't feel so fulfilled. I want someone more like me. Well, you chose that person from the beginning. So there was this competition, if you will, almost like, to me, it's like an Olympic competition to how many people can you convert to you. And if you think about it, many of our societies were founded on this whole idea of religious conversion, you know, starting with the, you know, in España, you know, with the Spaniards. So there's been this underpinning of let's go find people that are doing something different than what we're doing, and let's try to get them to do what we're doing or understand us. And if they don't, we're going to be very upset about it. And, you know, we're going to feel that less than. So I feel, you know, the more you can change that dynamic within yourself by following that law of resonance, it's not to X the other people out, but when you have enough people around you that just get you, that resonate with you, like someone earlier put in the chat, back to harmony. Yeah, Nakee said, the harmony. When you allow your harmony, it's easier to let people disagree with you or be different than you. You know, it's easier when you have enough that energetically support you, like the notes on the sheet on the page. When you have that enough, then you're not out trying to convert. So I think there's a huge, again, if you will, focus here. We go back to this. If you're living more fulfilled within yourself and you have those that support that fulfillment, then you are not going to try to convert. And you're not going to live from a space of, I'm not enough because this person doesn't get me. And I think that's a huge movement right now. Has been, there's been, but I think the more that you move into that space of celebrating your own individuality, you're celebrating your own life, the way that you live, the way that you came in to do you, to be you, the more that you can celebrate that, the more that you can share that, the more that you can get with others that get that or get you, the less you need to convert others, and there is more harmony. And Nakee is saying, exactly, Michelle. Yeah, I've been finding that. Those of you that try it out. So I'm already getting some high fives in the chat that some people have been doing that already. But I invite all of you, email me about it. You know, those are listening in the archives later, those listening later by iTunes. Let's do a little play on it. Let's do this for a month. Even if you're already doing, just be more aware of what's unfolding. Because I have found for myself, and I'm gonna stick to this month, you know, kind of game. You don't have to, but I think it'd be kind of fun. And then we'll reconvene in a month and see what's going on.
you know, even 2 weeks, I have found that I have, that there's more harmony, and I'm less kind of upset with what other people are doing or not doing. So there you have it, you know. It's, here's my meditation this morning, what came through. If you're triggered, and we're talking about emotionally triggered, which means some unhandled stuff. If you're triggered when you're looking at me, you're seeing your consciousness and not mine. And I sat with that this morning in meditation, that we are not just projectors. Not everything in the world is by projection. It's not all us. It's reflections of us from the all that is. If I'm not triggered, if I am neutral, if I'm in that meditative state, if I'm witnessing, and whatever I'm perceiving, though it comes through my filters, I'm receiving and perceiving that which is in front of me. But if I'm triggered, if there's an emotional charge there, it could be one that I like, and it could be one that I dislike, it doesn't matter, then I'm not seeing that person or that situation's consciousness in front of me. I'm seeing my own reflected out. Yeah, Tammy, you like that? Bravo, Simon. Yeah, I told you, I've been doing some deep stuff here, you guys. So it's hard. We have to move into that perception. Because sometimes, right, sometimes we see something in someone and we, you know, have an opinion about it. But you have to ask yourself if you're triggered or not. Because if you're triggered, you're too much of your stuff is in there. Your mix is in there. And Tammy's saying, if I get triggered, I know that something needs some light shined on it within me. Yes. But now there's triggerings that we like, even when we meet someone and we put all this stuff on them, you know. There's a positive trigger. Obviously, we want more life-enhancing triggers in our life. Tamarama, you aren't the only one, Michelle. You've been going deep. Yeah. That's it. So when we're relating, when we're connecting, if you're triggered, you're seeing more of your consciousness than that other being's in front of you. If I'm triggered, I'm seeing my consciousness, the reflection. Yeah, it's just a reflection, absolutely. Yeah, well, it's not just a reflection, because otherwise you wouldn't be able to be psychic. You know, believe me, as a psychic channel and medium, there's many things that I see. I'm sure on some level I have a piece of it, because we all have a part of the whole. But there is a way to be in perception. Wonderful. Carl Jung talks about this. Clarissa Pinkola Estes talks about the projection, perception. So it is possible to live more in perception, or tune in and be in perception. That's a good, true reading, if you will. Because if it was all about projection, it would be all about ego. It would be all about me. And there's a we there, too. There's a we. Let us see. So I do see our wonderful people in the chat, and I think Kathleen is online. So let me see if I can get everybody online. I'm very excited to dive into the expression experience with our guests today. I'm going through my, here we go. Add to the conference. Now, I've not called Brazil via Skype, so let's see if it has the same ringy dingy that I love so much that the European has. So let's see what's happening here. And Simon, I see the chat coming to gate. Ooh, that's a nice one.
Hello.
Hello. Hola.
Hola.
Hi, welcome. Welcome. Linda. I'm going to get Simon. And
oh, great.
Yeah.
Hi, Linda.
And Kathleen, rounding everyone.
Hi.
Yes.
I love. Why can't we have these rings in the United States? Why can't we have these wonderful little?
Good morning.
Good morning, Simon.
Hi, Michelle.
Hey, hi, Kathleen.
Hi, Simon. Hi, Mauricio and Andre.
Hey, Kate. Hi. How are you?
Wonderful. Woo, that in the back. I love them. I want to change our rings. Can we import your rings? That's all I want to know. That's it. End of story. That's what the topic is now. How can we incorporate those rings? How's everyone doing?
Great, Michelle. Yeah. Bit tired, but great.
Yeah. Well, it's early for you, isn't it? Like 7 or something?
Not too bad. No, it's about 9:30.
Oh, that's early. Depends what was happening.
Take the kids off to school and yeah.
Yeah, all of that. It is, I know. It depends. Yeah, what's going on in the morning of, you know, or the night before or early morning, right?
Yeah.
So I wanted to connect with all of you and share more of your work and your insights on awakenings through a panel, since we've been having some wonderful discussions off air to bring it to the airwaves, since all of you are very in tune, very in touch with the personal and collective changes that we're going through, as well as the earth changes, and you're also addressing that through music, sound, tone, healing, vibration, all of it. So I felt it was really important at this time, especially as we are in this gateway, this portal of light, and we're rounding into an acceleration of energy to bring all of you together. And I want to just for the group lightly introduce, and then maybe we'll go around the panel and say perhaps what your focus is right now and what you're seeing is needed perhaps right now in the planet, I mean us involved as well in the planet, for healing, something that you're seeing. So we have Mario Bucinari, who is part of an amazing group of sound healers and musicians. He's also a compadre, friend of Andre Salibi. They both are in a group together called High Brazil. Some of you may see them in the chat. Then we'll just go around. And we have Kathleen Casey, who is also a sound healer and who has also been on the program. And then, of course, Simon Ashan, who a musician and also a healer working with sound and also an intuitive inventor and producer, as well as a channel. And Simon also makes some of his own instruments. So I'm going to go welcome everyone. I want to go back to Maurizio Bucinari, and if you just say a little bit perhaps of what you're focused on right now and what you're seeing is needed, and then we'll go around with everyone in this way and then just open it up. Maurizio. Hello. Maybe they're not there. Hello? Maurizio.
Hello?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes.
Good. So what are you focused on right now? What are you seeing is needed right now in the world of sound healing? Hello?
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can now. Yes.
Yes. I feel, Michelle, that it's time to do a gathering with our individual musical notes.
Ooh, I like that.
So we can sing in unison a great song that is the sum of all of our individual notes.
Wonderful. And Andre, how about you?
I think we are going to a very special place right now when we feel the connection between all of us, and that point is making a movement. So now we feel the action of all the years that we've been studying, channelizing, doing all the stuff that all of us do to achieve consciousness. Now it's time to do a movement. So it's time to open up, to accept ourselves, and do a movement to take people, to wake people with music. We have that knowledge. All of us have experienced that with their own individual experience. It's now to the moment to exchange that and to do that together. That's what I feel. That's what we are all focusing right now.
Mm-hmm. So do you feel it's this coming together, that the connecting is very important?
Yes, absolutely. Okay. We are now at the example of how connection can do light. Mm. So we are talking with each other miles away using internet and chat and all the kinds of technology to make us together. So I think it's absolutely important that gather.
Mm. Wonderful. And Kathleen? Casey,
well,
your thoughts of what you're seeing?
Yes, I obviously agree with them because we've been discussing it, you know, for months now, really. I'm also focused on the fact that as this year is closing and the new one coming closer and closer, that in order for us to create on the level that we're ready to create, my own sense is there's a deeper cleaning yet that wants to happen.
Deeper cleaning or cleansing?
A deeper cleaning, yeah. I wrote a blog about it that's on my website, Preparing for Solstice. And when I thought about all these, you know, the vision that we've been holding together as we're having these chats across the globe, I looked into my own heart, you know, and what I felt very strongly was that it was a time for me and for anyone else moved to really clean the heart of any past disappointments, the failures, not that there really is ever a failure, but the intellect will often hold it as a failure, but to clean out anything that didn't happen, that we had wanted to happen, that would make our heart heavy. So that when we go in, as we go into 2010, we create from a clean heart.
I've been feeling that myself, that the kind of moving through the completion, coming to a sense of completion to move, you know, for lack of a better word, forward or more into what we're to be doing in the present. And to me, in some ways, forgiveness is really about a completing. You know, it's not so much, oh, that was okay, or this or that, or, you know, it's really about, are you bringing your energy forward or into the present where you are, or is it hanging back somewhere? So maybe later we can do a little bit of sound work on that.
We could.
Wonderfully put. And Simon, I'd like to get your understanding on this.
What I feel in terms of us coming together is that it is a, as Mauricio said, it's like a manifestation. It's taking what we have known for eons as brothers and sisters and acting on it. It is physical work.
Mm-hmm.
And it's it really is manifesting the future.
Mm-hmm.
Being able to recognize the old stories and understanding where we have come from, but more importantly, where we want to go to.
Yeah, and now you bring up a good point. How important is it to the action, to act? Because I'm feeling that too. It seems like there's a call to arms, for lack of a better word, a call to something. There's definitely a call happening.
Yeah, it's Marisa, you said it's like a pressure. Hello,
Mauricio. Or Andre, you feel like it's like a pressure?
Andre, I appreciate it. Yeah, the work is now. It's immediate. I've really discovered in myself my sole purpose And it's only through this getting together with others that have had very similar experiences to me, both in this lifetime and others, and finding each other again. And the work is kind of like undefined,
mm-hmm.
but we know it's there, and we're enjoying the journey together.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes, we talked before at one point, and I think Andre went into something, the explanation, and I was saying that most everyone, I would say 90% of the people that I've, probably more, 95-97% of the people around the globe that I've been working with and connecting with, whether as a healer colleague or, apprentice, or that are coming with to, do inner work with me, have all been saying the same thing, that they feel this call or this urgency. And even the guides or guidance have said that, we're behind schedule here. That loosely termed, obviously, but that it really is about not being playing small, but stepping into what you're meant to do and feel like you want to do or need to do. And by the very fact that you're feeling something, or having a sense of how you want to create or express or that next level or that turning point with a job or a career or a decision, it's like now is the time, no more this waiting. So if you could speak to that a bit, because I know we talked about it a little bit, and I was very, it was a wonderful confirmation when I brought it up and you all said, oh yes, and the idea of things, people say time speeding up, but in a sense, it's just that we're aware of more, I don't know if I'd say speeding up, but there's more happening and more to do, to answer to create with. There's more awareness, so therefore you're in a quickening. So if anyone can touch on that, I'd love that.
We can talk about it.
yes, please.
that's very, if you sense nature, let's look around us a little bit more to understand what's happening a little bit.
Okay.
If you see nature is changing,
yes,
around us. In every place in the world, you are having changing. The climate is here to tell us that we went above what we have to. So we didn't perceive that yet because mm-hmm. it was going gradually.
Mm-hmm.
But nature has put inside each one of us a timer. And there is a movement in the perception of each one of us, as you said, that clock has started to tick-tack. Nobody has the real explanation about that, but as I sense, it's the time that we have to put our energy, our focus, to the change that we are going to pass through. There is an acceleration. Yes, there is. Why? Because we have to change. It's a natural process. We don't have control on that.
Mm.
It will be painful, but we have to go through it. And that acceleration makes us dizzy.
Mm.
So I think that's the point about that.
Mm.
I don't know.
Clear. You're very clear, very clear, because I do... Andre, my experience and understanding of this is the DNA encoding, all that we've been encoded with, we're being decoded. And some groups of us at the same time, some of us are at the forefront or forerunners, where, and I like what you said too, that you really don't have, you don't have a choice in it. It's just if you're encoded with a certain time frame to wake up or to do something differently or hear a certain call, that's your encoding, that's your soul's temple, that's your blueprint that you're operating off of. So it is just kind of go to it, the tick tock. Many of us are moving off the tick tock and even off the digital, but the tick tock wakes you up. You know, it reminds me of looking even at the watch, the 11:11 or the 12:12 or the 1:1:1. You know, where you look to get that attunement or alignment or that download. We get so many of those so that we completely shift to that new level, that new vibratory awareness, that new vibrational frequency. And we're helping to anchor that or usher that in. Any thoughts on what can help people that when you're hearing that awakening, that TikTok or that call or the little alarm going off, what can help people to move into that, to answer that?
Applicate that TikTok?
Mm-hmm.
Artway. So that's what is art all about.
Art? Okay.
Well, we express through music that TikTok that we are hearing.
Mm-hmm.
Because as musicians, we use the ears to perceive more. And as we play as instruments, our music is getting that TikTok inside it. Because it comes from a place that it's already spreading that movement. To change. That change, there is a soundtrack, as we can, all of us know, as musician healers, and that sound is getting very close to us. So that's the way we can do that, to tune people to that frequency, so they can understand that their own note is more important with other notes than...
Wow, yes, I agree. And Tamarama put in the chat, yes, alarm is telling us to play our own tune in harmony of love. And that's, and what you're saying, Andre, is also to play this note with others? Is it about joining with others now?
Of course. It's a symbolic. It's a movement that we must give example. So as I talked to Simon many times about that, as we do a movement through an example, we teach other visually and with sound. People understand by their eyes, physical eyes, that there is a possibility. So they get in connection with that. And the rest is very easy. It just let go and with the flow and let that go naturally. So I think to crack that that wall that separates people right now, we must have to do a very specific kind of sound. So it destroyed that wall from inside, not from the outside, as we all know that it's not effective.
So is the sound, is you're saying dissolving that wall that was built up on the inside, is this, is certain sound frequencies, I guess as you would say, breaking that up?
I feel it's you said the term the etheric web. And there are certain sounds that can actually punch holes in the etheric web. And I see that what is coming is a similar sort of thing, but it doesn't have the density that it once did, and that it's becoming safe to punch those holes. And it's... a lifting of the veil. Andre was I've lost it now.
I can feel it though. I can feel it.
Yeah.
We are.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go ahead. I can feel it beyond the words.
I really feel that we're experiencing a taste of the Lemurian energy, that has been here for since it was shut down, but in varying quantities and in different places of the planet, more so than others. And I really feel that sound is something, as they did back then, is something that allows people to move into the. The only way I can describe it is like a newer version 2.0 of the Lemurian concept.
Mm-hmm.
What we have started on the road together is I guess investigating that. So that's my 2 cents.
Hey, Kathleen.
Yeah, oh, I have a 2 cents for sure. I'm listening to everyone. I remember years ago when I first started encouraging people to tone for many different things, we would start out and it would be very discordant. Everybody would just be making whatever sounds came out. And then there was this magical point where suddenly it was a symphony of sound that was harmonious, with each one different, but absolutely in harmony. It would always be like that. And I'm remembering in the beginning of the chat, somebody, I forget who it was, said something about people being afraid to be authentic. And so what I was thinking is that it's so important, I think, for those of us who now, again, you know, wonderful things said in the chat, more willing to understand, and rather than people having to see us and understand us, but being comfortable enough with ourselves to actually look at other people, try and understand where they're coming from, whether they agree with us or not, so that we create inner and outer space to just be who we really are. And then it does become harmonious. But until we can accept both the light and the dark in all of us, we're stuck in duality. And when we sit in the center, that wonderful Rumi poem, where there's a field, somewhere there's a field between right doing and wrong doing, I'll meet you there. Mm-hmm. We're doing that now. A lot of us, you know, and probably everybody here now is very committed to that. And you can do it with sound. You can do it with breath. You can do it with the inner light. You know, there's so many ways to do that. But I think a lot of it is dropping into the heart, into the deep self-compassion first, and then letting that spread out into compassion, period, you know?
Yeah, and even for ourselves, like you say, that shadow.
Yeah, it has to be starting with us. Yeah.
Yes.
Vibrates in a frequency. The earth vibrates in its own frequency. And we just need to wake our own frequencies that are our musical notes and gather this frequency that we discover it with the other frequencies of the other people.
So the thing is, what I find very awakening is that our societal structures and a lot of our training, unless you had amazingly gifted and aware parents or did do some or came in and just knew differently, you know, which many of us did, didn't kind of fall in the trap. But again, I'm kind of talking about masses, not to, you know, speaking to the choir, so to speak here. Most of the socialization or indoctrination or training on a societal level has been for everyone to not play their own note or not be individual or authentic, but to...
Definitely. That's one point that comes up all the time with musician friends that I have.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they they say, I can't write like you can, Simon. And I'm going, well, why not? Well, because I'm not a good songwriter. And these are people that have, you know, gone and trained and know how to write notation. And they become blocked intuitively because they're always trying to do things by the book and what they've learned. So it's very much a time of unlearning.
Yeah.
And setting fire to the books.
Yeah.
And just doing what feels natural. It's there's no wrong or right.
And see, to me, that's, I think, where the toning or working beyond the mind will help people connect to more, because in a way you can, when you're singing, or like even Andre said earlier, you know, self-creating, doing, you know, drawing or painting or doing art, if you're really just letting yourself go and do it, or you're toning, or working with sound and vibration, you know what feels good. And you, even if you say, wow, that really feels good, but I'm supposed to do it another way, that wonderful spiritual practitioner working with you can say, okay, but what felt right to you? So I think,
and it's the understanding, yeah, it's the trying to understand which actually can get in the way.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And hopefully you have somebody, because the thing is if you are going with what feels right to you, that in essence is also connecting into that Lemurian energy where you're not being overly mental, but you're going back into the feeling tone or feeling nature and intuitive nature of our being.
Yeah, very much so. Yeah.
Any thought on that? So what do you hope? Now let's get into a little bit also I want to touch on, and then we'll definitely also play some of the music. Hopefully Hi Brazils. I'm not sure. There was something with the MP3. It wasn't uploadable or converting. So I don't know if it was too long or the source material. But anyway, I'm playing around with that now because I just noticed that it didn't upload right after three times. But I want to touch back also on the Song of Spheres and what that is about also in regards to music being a musical piece but also a healing piece. So anyone want to, Simon, you want to jump in and then?
I think really it's probably Kath, because Kath was the one that got us together.
There we go.
I think it's really our story, Kath, eh?
Oh, you know, I was just thinking, what about Mauricio?
Yeah, Mauricio, okay.
You know, and Andre, because it's really their baby, and,
yeah,
you know,
it's their baby, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I think so.
Okay. We're so democratic here.
We are.
Yes, Mauricio or Andre, we want to know more about the Song of Spheres. And now that relates to, you know, kind of briefly where we're going.
We had that tic-tac movement inside of us. We decided to write a book. So we wrote a book together, and we wrote the soundtrack of that book too. And we discovered that the two of that expressions were coming together. So the book is about a boy that go to another place in another dimension and have to release seven notes, and that seven notes will be played in a harp that will tune all the earth and all the other universe to a one tune. So why that is happening? Because we are losing the sound of that music. Our life make us go to a place that we don't hear that tic-tac very clear. So it has a movement that nature does through the stories that is available to everybody to read it.
Mm-hmm.
And that movement makes that hero go through a lot of steps and release that power that make that music play again. So that project came through the desire to awake people through music.
Mm.
And it goes out by himself through the internet. And suddenly we got that feeling that material got itself as a being. So he became to reunion people to itself, as Kathleen was the first person that had the contact with us and understand what we were going. And so I think Kathleen is now the person that must talk more about it.
Okay. And to me, if I can interject, it seems that these spheres, you know, well, maybe even the energy centers, it reminds me in a sense perhaps of the tree of life, that there are these extensions or these energy centers that we all are and we express through these various forms of energy. And I want to go back again and maybe in regard to the Song of Spheres, Kathleen, again, the importance of connecting into, I guess, our bigger place in the not just world but universe, maybe. Hello?
Yes, no, I'm I'm not in my, you know, I'm very Lemurian. So
okay.
I was more in feeling mode. You know, this whole experience for me has been so energetic, you know, feeling both what they were doing in Brazil, Mauricio and Andre, and then going on to Simon's, well, I first went on to Simon's website because of you. I got connected with Simon and then saw what Simon was doing. And there was, so I was on an energetic level feeling everybody's similarity. You know, even though the forms were different, there was a similarity that was coming from someplace that isn't here. You know, I could feel it coming through, and it just felt like we were converging.
But that's interesting. You say the converging because, see, out of the harmonic converge, this is what tickles me, because this is exactly what all of us are meant to be doing, and we have to get off our duff, you know, our douche, our whatever you want to call it, derriere, you know, whatever you want to call it. We have to answer the call and not find whatever it is. I don't care. What counseling, whatever it is, voodoo, hoodoo, you know, whatever it is to get people to not be in fear right now or move through the fear and converge. And to converge, you have to be playing your own note or doing whatever you feel you want to do with others. That's the theme here. And I'm getting excited here because it's so much of what the Oversouls and the spiritual hierarchy have been saying, you know, relaying to all, is that we've harmonized out of this harmonic convergence. Now it's about everyone converging, coming together, this converging, one person, two person, three people, everyone coming together, whether it's through the internet program, the telephone, in person, it doesn't matter, local, non-local, because we're all connected. But we have to converge. We have to come together to share, to talk, to co-create, to collaborate. We have to all come together to work together in these creative expressions. And Andre said earlier about what gets people past this or their fear is their creative expression, being artistic, the self-expression. Because that hooks us in or aligns us into that play of consciousness. So I feel, and why I wanted to share all of you with everyone so much, is that to me, and it's not just us, there are other people that are doing it, but you all, you know, and myself included a little bit in here as I've connected with all of you, have across the miles come together to converge, to share, to talk, to collaborate. As Tammy is saying, just do it. Yeah, just do it. You know, Simon and I, we've done a couple collaborations and put them out on Twitter and Facebook and, I don't know, YouTube and some other things. So the more that we can do that, we're changing the whole paradigm of how we live and create. So I think it's so important, this converging that you're talking about, Kathleen, this coming together. And as Tammy's putting in the chat, heart-centered self-expression.
Yes, right, exactly. Well said. Yes.
Yeah.
You know, I just, if I don't forget it.
Tell go ahead.
I did think of something. Years ago, I worked in the business world simultaneously doing alternative healing, but in the business world teaching conflict resolution, I worked with a wonderful man, Terry Taylor, who has been teaching negotiation and conflict resolution for years, and we learned communication techniques and so on. I have to say that when we all get together and are talking about whatever we're doing, I get to see what I was teaching in the 80s just happening naturally.
Yes.
It, you know, none of this, and I can't, I do have this habit of interrupting myself. It's not as though we're trying to do it, but we really do want the same, we have the same goal so much that nobody's interested in getting their own way, because there is no own way anymore. There's what happens, and we just watch it. You know, it has this wonderful flow. So I'm appreciating it on more than one level, you know, having had that in my background. And having said that, I also want to turn it over to Simon for a minute, because his website is so wonderful. And I'd love it, Simon, if you would say a little bit about your vision, which has now become part of all of our vision.
Our vision.
Univision.
The Univision, yes, that's
right. Yeah. I guess the thing that, for me, that, and it's still ongoing with the story that Mauricio and Andre have written, was that it was telling parts of my life and other bits and pieces that I couldn't quite put together of previous forms on this planet. And when characters in the book have same, the same name as characters in my lifetime, it starts really becoming a reality. There's been so many confirmations along the road that this is the work that I am doing, and it really is moving from that self and moving it to others and helping others to achieve what they see. I tend to work very much in the future. I get glimpses of the future, and so there have been, through just our constant communication and talking about things and the story and what we wish to do, it's coming to me, pointers have been coming to me in dreams, and everyday actions. So what I've seen is that we are to work together in the physical. We're looking to collaborate next year. Mauricio and Andre and Kathleen are looking at coming to New Zealand, and we feel that the second book, which is Writing the Harmony, Is It Not people.
Yeah, the harmony, yes, exactly.
The harmony, yeah. And coming together to do that. But we all feel very much that it is the children that hold part of the key to getting the word out, I guess. Mm. And getting the vibration out.
Mm-hmm.
And I certainly feel myself that too many adults are stuck. Mm-hmm. And it to me, it feels like too much energy. too much energy to be putting out and trying to convert, as you were saying before. The thing I feel is, as Mauricio said right at the beginning about gathering the sounds, which is something that I've discussed before with the 144 project. All along, I had seen something like this, but I wasn't sure how it would come about. So the manifestation has been very quick in terms of where I thought I was going.
So I'm going to interject a little bit so people get a little bit of the backstory on this. So for one thing, because in the chat someone was saying we're, you know, the consciously or unconsciously obviously connected and doing this. But I think it was you, Simon, just said a minute ago, physical. So we need to anchor this in physicality and
yes,
make it a template,
yes, yes,
right?
It's a physical thing. There are, I know here in New Zealand, it very much carries the Lemurian consciousness, I guess. And people feel that when they come here. Most people can't describe it. They know they've been touched somehow, but they're not quite sure how or why. But they're always drawn back. And this is not me just fluffing up my hometown kind of thing, but there is something special here. And I'm feeling that by actually coming here and working together, others are able to take something back and replicate it.
Mm-hmm.
Andre has spoken many times about the crystal fields that are in Brazil, and mm-hmm. I really feel that there is a connection there for me as well to actually go to Brazil. And similarly, as
well,
I've spoken with you before, Michelle, about America,
yeah,
there's also a drawing there too. So it's like... It feels to me that there's something with the land and the mineral kingdom that we are doing something together. Kath sent me a crystal the other day, which came from Brazil, and it's the most wonderful, loving energy that I feel from this little crystal, and it's really given me a missing piece of the puzzle. Thanks, Kath.
Oh, I'm so glad.
And one of the things I want to also touch back on to kind of reiterate is that, in a sense, this converging flow and living from this expanded state, or, you know, more fourth and fifth dimensionally, living more from resonance instead of belief systems and mental constructs, we are encoding and infusing a new relating pattern, a new way of relating. So it has to be done in physicality. It's not going to happen unless we actually, because on this dimension, this layer, this level, because that's the game here. You have to physically do something. You know, I mean, if I want to eat an apple, it's not going to happen unless I take the apple and bite into it. You know, you have to chew and all that. So we have, and that is the call that is coming for everyone. And I know a lot of people are feeling it. I just, my inspiration, or my kind of excitement or plea to employ, is for people to start answering the call. Because there's a lot of people that have, and who spoke of it earlier on the panel? Was it Andre? Maybe you said that it's not enough to just, it's what we all knew or we studied or things that we've known, but now it's about actually doing it, coming to action and coming together. And I think that's so important because many people are kind of, you know, reach out, find people to, you know, work with or assist you or other like-minded. If you keep hearing something or feel this urge, I need to do this or I need to go in this direction, and then another part of you says, no, I'll wait. No, never mind. No, you can't do it. That's not spirit talking. That's not.
Well, Michelle.
Well, with my family.
Yes.
With my family, Michelle, I mean, my son is having dreams that are related to some of the work that I'm doing. Without even discussing a word, my daughters are saying, my wife is going through various things. So we're all planning to be gypsies.
Well, that's part of it. And Kathleen, you had something to say on that. It's like answer the call, you know. Don't put it on voicemail too long.
No, I'm right with you. And Michelle, because I do a lot of work with creating from the heart, I've been focused very much on what needs to happen in order for us to let inspiration ignite our hearts, because that's the level you're talking about, that we're all talking about, is not from the intellect. It's from the soul. And if we are not able to connect in our hearts, we don't ignite the passion that's within us in the way that we need in order to move forward, as you and Andre are talking about. So what I'm noticing is that when we're cleaning out any old residue that's causing people to think, you know, there's a lot of patterns of defeat. Oh, that's not going to work because, you know, all those kinds of things that come up. When those are actually cleaned out, and sound is a fabulous way to do that, then we ignite the passionate, dynamic aspect of the heart, and then you can't really help but do it. You just can't. You can't.
Okay, so the cleansing, there needs to be a little clearing there.
Yeah, there really does. I mean, not to be a broken record on that subject, but it is really important. You can't really move on in the old.
I agree. You have to do the clearing work, the repatterning. You have to find various ways to do that. Otherwise, I didn't put that together. So what that excitement, that passion, that igniting of the heart fire, that can be, you're saying, some can be blocked. So sometimes it's
absolutely
having that support. Okay.
Yeah, the old disappointments and so on that are in the heart can really, without people even being consciously aware of it. That's why I wrote that last blog, because I was really looking deep into what's a good next step to take. And a lot of people have read it and said, yeah, I really needed to hear that. I will say that for me personally, the shift that happened after I went deeper with it myself, with my own cleaning, was amazing to me.
Yeah.
And it just my energetic level.
The same.
Hmm?
Hmm.
The only way to make sound our individual notes
is
opening our hearts, and if we allow reason to take control, we will not be able to make this frequency goes out. So we have to clean our hearts, as Kathleen said, from all the things that we learned, that we passed through, and we have to recreate a new one heart, a free one that can express totally what it is inside it, not inside the mind of the person.
The unlearning, as Simon spoke about. We do have a caller. Let's see. Hello, 415-518, you're on Awakenings.
Hi, Michelle. Hey, Simon. Hey, Rebecca.
Hey.
How are you?
Who is this?
18% Gray.
Oh, hey, Omar.
Oh, yeah.
Howdy.
Very good. I'm always somehow usually sleeping during most of your show. I don't understand it, but I'm here now.
You hear that? Okay, great. Great to connect with you. And
you guys
enjoy
were just
the energy.
You guys were just talking about the inspiration and answering the call and all that, and I immediately took out a piece of paper and I noticed that the whole thing goes in a perfect circle. First you have connection with other people, then you have an inspiration that happens, and they realize, you realize, and there's a learning and an integration, and then there's doing, and then you actualize others, and that goes back directly to the connection.
Ooh, I like that. So the connection with others, inspiration, then what happens? I'm putting that, I like that, connection, inspiration.
Realization and learning, and then integration. And then the doing is all of that, really, if you just say do. And then you go to actualize others when they catch on to your actions, or they ask, or so on, or they're inspired and direct.
Yeah. And then they're inspired, and then you're inspired. So you're saying it's a whole circle here.
Yeah, really. It's just the energy pattern just moves in a circle.
Mm.
And provided that we're all open to answering our call, it just endlessly gets bigger.
Yeah, so a whole circle or spiral here. I like that. Thank you for that. Thank you. I love that. I feel that. Now I know why I am always so inspired.
Yeah, you don't.
Well, that's what I do. I'm very selfish to do my work, this kind of work, because I get so nourished and nurtured by it. So, but yeah, because once you're inspiring, and then that circle, that connecting, I like that. You connect, there's the inspiration and the connecting, then you're saying, the realization, the learning, the doing, you help others actualize. They're inspired, and they're inspired, and then you're inspired, and then back we go again. Wonderful. Yeah. Omar, you're wavering a little bit in and out, so... Great to connect with you. I've been thinking about you, so it's great. Thanks for calling in and share more with us. I love it. Love it, love it, love it. I would like now, I don't know what I'm going to be playing because I have not listened. Let's see this little bit of sound connecting here. Oh, how's everyone doing?
Michelle?
Yes.
I'm noticing that a number of people are interested in tools. So
yes. That would be great to go into the tools, but
play,
I also want...
Yeah.
Hmm?
Whenever you play... Yeah.
Whenever what?
Whenever you've played whatever you wanted to play, I just wanted to make sure that we had a chance to maybe offer some tools.
Let's do that. Let's offer tools, and can we also, just so I can put it in the chat, and also those that are listening by phone and archives, et cetera, later, will have the website. So if we start with you, Kathleen, yours is Sound Alchemy, right?
Yes, it's soundalchemykc.com.
Okay. And then... anyone else?
Oh, wait. Sorry. It's not C-A-S-E-Y. It's K-C.
Oh, K-C. Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, in the chat. It feels like God coming down. You typed that wrong. I love it. Thank you. Okay. Thank God for that.
I'd be on the chat if I hadn't forgotten my password.
Okay. So K-C, Sound Alchemy, and then K letter, C letter.
Yeah. Thanks. They're perfect.
Is that right? Okay. Perfect. Thank you, Simon, for putting it in hybrids. Ooh, I love it, everybody. So just for those that are not in the chat, so that if you're listening, it's soundalchemykc.com, and that's Kathleen Casey's site. And the KC is the letter K, letter C. Simon Ashan is simonashan.com, and that's S-I-M-O-N-A. S-H-A-A-N-E, A-S-H-A-A-N, sorry, I went to High Brazil, is at homepage.mac/High Brazil. And I believe it's also on the Awakenings page as well, or you can always email awakeningsradio@gmail.com and we'll give you that information. So if we can touch on the tools a bit, that would be great. And then I would love to get to some music. So Kathleen, if you want to touch on that.
All right. Well,
I'll do a lot of
one of the things that I suggest is just asking the question, what is, you know, is there anything that, does my heart have any old disappointments or, you know, whatever words come to you, just ask the question and then be open to whatever might arise. And that's a huge step, not doing it with the intellect and looking, but just ask the question and something will show up. And when that shows up...
It's trusting the reply too, isn't it, Kate?
Pardon?
It's trusting the reply.
Yes, thank you. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, because the intellect often will have a disagreement with that. I find that it knows that my intellect knows less than almost any other part of me, including my feet. My feet often know much more than my intellect. So an actual, that alone is very powerful, just bringing it to consciousness. But if you actually, if you want to do then a next step and you would like to use sound, you can go and be somewhere where you're comfortable to use sound, or at the very least you can sound into a pillow if your situation would be too uncomfortable, because you want to feel as though you can make whatever volume sound, but with a very relaxed throat, so that you're not forcing it, but you're allowing the sound.
Mm.
And for me, what's most important, the body, we have so much in our heads that, you know, I can't remember exactly what someone said about, yeah, I think it was Michelle, you were referencing Andre about making it physical. And
yes.
At that time, I was thinking often, a lot of these things we know in our heads, but they're not grounded in our bodies yet.
Yeah.
So the body is so essential, moving all the way into the body. And when I'm doing releasing work with people and myself, what I always ask is, where is this in your body? So if something comes up, you know, it may feel heavy on the heart, but it may be located in a particular place in your body as well.
Mm.
So let's just say it's in the solar plexus as well as memory in the heart. Since the heart stores painful and traumatic and those kinds of memories stored in the heart, but yet they also can be elsewhere. So to focus on that part of the body, you might focus on your solar plexus and then your heart. But you make the sound, you let that part of your body express however it wants to express. That's why it's really great to be in a place where you can make whatever sounds you want. And that someone in the chat talked about the child. I can't remember the adjectives, but I loved it. You know, just being in that child part of us that spontaneously expresses. You know, for me, that's the place to be when you're sounding. And you just sound, and whatever sounds come out, you just allow them to come out. Moving your body at the same time is also wonderful. Whatever spontaneously, it's not about forcing or making it happen or there's a right way to do it. Whatever way you do it is the right way. And the sounds, clearing sounds don't necessarily sound pretty. They aren't supposed to sound pretty. They're just your authentic sounds. And when you're done, you'll know, because the sounds will shift, you'll shift, you'll feel like you've had an inner shower.
Mm-hmm. It really is, and what I'm finding is as we are recognizing that we are vibrational beings and coming more from that, it is about the sensing, the feeling, the toning, the knowing. As I said earlier, moving out of those mental constructs into what resonates, and not so much of what do I think it is, which is in that, you know, Andre had said, you know, earlier, and I think Maurizio as well, that it's, you know, that spirit, that creative play, that creative, that self-expression, that creativity, it's about moving into that that part of us, that being of us, which is our true nature, instead of the constructed part.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyone else have anything to add? And also, you do work with people as well. You know, anybody that can contact Kathleen. Don't you by phone as well, right?
I by phone, Skype, in person. I have on my website, I have a sessions page, so people can, any information people want is there. And I also, in that blog, it's the last one I've written on Create from a Clean Heart, which is about preparing for solstice. People wrote me last time who connected with us energetically for our solstice event. People wrote me about changes they had just energetically connecting with us, even without being here, which we all know. But, you know, it's not until you actually do it for the first time you realize
yes.
It really doesn't matter whether we're there connected physically or energetically. Yeah, so everybody's more than welcome to join us and participate in the ritual on the 20th of December at 4:30 Pacific Standard Time.
And how do they connect with you on this, Kathleen?
Well, energetically, they can just connect with us.
Okay.
Wonderful. I think it's helpful to read the blog. Then people will have a better
idea. Yeah, I'm putting that sound, Alchemy KC.
If they just go to the website, there's all the little tabs, and they can just click on blog, and the last one I wrote will come right up.
Perfect, perfect. And Tammy is putting there lots of ways to ditch the monkey mind, a walk, singing songs, swimming, yoga, meditation, being with a child.
Play-Doh,
I love that. Yeah, Play-Doh.
Yes, Play-Doh.
There's nothing on there about thinking. Not that there's anything wrong with thinking, but we think far too much.
Well,
a thinking society instead of feeling.
Exactly, and it's so different to connect with the heart to the third eye, because then what's happening as far as the mind and the heart, they're one, and we're thinking at a level that is beyond the intellect, which is where we're all going.
Yeah, that's it. So with that note, I'd like to connect in, let's see, Devaloka here, and if we can just be in that state which is best for you to receive. I think it's... I'm not hearing.
Tick tock, tick tock, tick tock, tick tock.
Go. And there we don't go. I didn't upload these myself. I'm handing things over, this is a surprise to me. It doesn't seem to be Simon the Devaloka going through. What the prayer is, how's that? We are in that silence. A lot that happens in the silence. But this we've played before, your prayer. I'm not hearing it actually. Sound with no sound. I love it. It's the trickster energy. It's here. We've got 90
you
seconds.
You could sing a song, couldn't you, guys?
Well, it's played before. Not easy. I tried to upload the High Brazil like 6 different times. So, and also my assistant had tried, so it didn't, there we go. Thank you.
by Simon Ashad Mantra. Thank you.
Wow, Simon. I'd like to share a little bit of your inspiration for that, and we have some questions in the chat of if it was a synth or Moog synthesizer, what the instrumentation was on that piece of music.
I just put a little thing in the chat room saying that the sound is a crystal bowl, actually.
Wow. Okay. That was a crystal bowl? Wow.
Yeah. It's digitized. But, yeah, I took the sound of a crystal bowl, and I thought, well, this actually sounds really interesting as a synthesizer. So, yeah, it's got the most amazing cyclic sort of sound to it. It goes in circles.
Yes. It brings you deeper within, I could definitely say. Mm. Absolutely. What amazing. And then somebody's grand off, was it modulated?
No.
No. Okay.
No.
And what was your influence for this piece of healing music?
The sound of the ocean. I remember sitting on a beach and hearing the sound of the ocean and actually allowing that to take me deeper. And I started hearing a melody, and the sound of the ocean very much reminded me of the tanpura, the Indian instrument tanpura, how it ebbs and flows. And that was really the base of it when I started writing it, was the sound of the ocean and the tanpura, and the rhythms.
So let's touch on for each of you, because I just got an email back, even though we touched on about the tools, sound healing. How can one use sound healing? Or what are some of the ways that you use your sound healing for your own personal development or healing? If each person could touch on that, that would be wonderful. And let's start, how about with Andre? Your use of sound. Andre, are you there?
Yeah, hello.
Hello. Yes, what are some of the ways that you use sound in your own personal development or self-development, your own spiritual practice?
Sound, with my experience, it's very organic.
Mm.
So I played the keyboard very often when I had that inner necessity to listen to some notes. And we used to collect some sounds of nature, and we replay that. So I used to listen to that, to attune myself to the sounds of nature. Sometimes I'll go to the woods and listen to the birds. I think that's what we get inspired by.
So it could be all types of sound then, I guess is what I'm hearing from you.
We used to collect sounds of insects, of frogs, of all kind of animals and plants and wind that we have here in our forest. And it makes our mind go through that energy very easily, I think.
Okay, wonderful. And Maurizio? Any way for you, what sound, way to, how do you use sound?
Sure, it comes to me through nature language, nature's manifestation, too, as Simon and Andre, but I just can maybe channel the sound that is interpreted, that goes through an interpretation of my mind, and I try to not allow my mind to stop the sound that is outside me, being converted in other sounds inside. So when I play, when the melody comes, it's a response about the outside sounds, but through my interpretation, through an inner interpretation of these sounds, you know?
Now, because is that possible to do with, let's say, contemporary music? Can you still, are you still channeling, I guess? Even if it's like playing a song or a samba or a salsa, can you still, is it still a form of channeling? Do you still, are you able to let go in that way? I guess
kind of music is not really important.
Ah, okay.
What we have to focus is the expression of it. It's do it. It's let that music flow wherever it went come from.
Okay. So is it a mindset? Is it
I think it starts with an intent.
I've
been here before.
Okay.
Yeah. It starts with the intent to do, and whether it's transforming a feeling or it has a particular purpose doesn't really hold importance. Well, for me anyway, it doesn't. I really feel what Mauricio is saying is about the interpretation thing.
Okay.
It is what it is, and it's the meaning that comes from the sound through its interpretation.
Okay. And then do any of you read music? You have a question in the chat about that.
I used to read music when I was little. I learned the violin at the age of 5 and studied clarinet for a number of years, and when I got to the age of, I guess, about 10 or 11, I all of a sudden developed a form of dyslexia. Whenever I would read music, I would get headaches. And I found from then that as soon as I started playing intuitively or doing what felt good to me, that I was able to expand very quickly.
Well, that was a message to go in a different direction, wasn't it?
So many times I've attempted to go back to notation, but it feels to me like a very limited form of expression. I know some very famous musicians. One by the name of Mike Oldfield, who wrote Tubular Bells at the age of 12, and he writes in color notation, and he always has done.
And what is that color notation?
It's a form of intuitive notation. So it's actually a system that he had developed himself for writing music in some form that he could then translate into notation or some other form. Over the years, I have come across a number of musicians that have developed their own notation system based on colour. And I know that the ancient Egyptians used to use colour in a notation system because you can have many variances between, let's say, a note C and a note C sharp. There's everything in between.
So it would be like a shading or hues of color?
Yes, that's right, yeah. Just a little. I've seen pictures of them where they're like spheres of different sizes and shapes, and they're colored in.
So there really is no limitation.
I find that very difficult.
Yeah, but it's look what you can create here to again express that which you're feeling. Or what that which is coming through you, you can create your thing, you can create your own system. Amazing. And Kathleen, how are you using sound personally for you?
Okay, can you hear me all right?
Yes, yes.
Oh, good. Oh, good, because I keep getting these beepings that indicate my phone is on its way out.
Okay.
Well, you know, I'd also, as a child, was studying music, and I departed from that as well. And when I bought my gong, what the gong master whom I bought it from told me was that the gong will teach you to play it. And since then, I have also spent a small bit of time with a shaman who speaks to all his instruments. In fact, when you get a new instrument, he advises you sleep with it. And the amount of love he feels for his instruments is just amazing to watch him. So there's a deep communication with the instruments, and that's been happening to me over time. And then when I watched him, which was more recently, I thought, oh, that's what's been going on all this time. So I really receive instruction through the consciousness that comes through the instruments.
Mm. Wonderful. Mm. This has been so enlightening. I'm going to have to re-listen to this again and our time together and absorb. We're going to wind down now because I do want to end with the gong, Kathleen Casey's music. I think Maurizio and Andre, you have to give me a different form for some reason, or I don't know if the length was too long. I'm not sure, but tried like 7-8 times to upload, and the piece, Epilogo, wouldn't come through. So I don't know what that's about, but we'll have to play around with a little bit. I know like it's not in the form because I'm able to listen to it in my iTunes. So I don't know, something with Blog Talk Radio. But what I'd like to do again is if everyone that's in the chat room, if they put it your website again in the chat, and then we'll just go over it again for those that are, again, listening by phone or internet. I know simonishan.com and Kathleen, or sound, Kathleen Casey is soundalchemykc.com, and then Hi Brazil, perfect. And then Hi Brazil, which is Maurizio and Andre, is homepage.mac.com/HiBrazil/Bardo1. I guess that will give, or just you don't even have to do the Bardo, homepage.mac.com/HiBrazil. And there's some amazing music there as well. And also we have a new, Awakenings has a new email, so I want to let everyone know if you're awakeningsradio@selfandlight.com. That's for questions or to be on the newsletter for Awakenings, just please email us at awakeningsradio@gmail.com. And if you have guest suggestions, topics, awakeningsguests@selfandlight.com. And it's been wonderful having you all here, sharing your insight and wonderful healing energy. Thanks so much for being on Awakenings, everyone.
Yeah, thank you.
You're all doing some amazing, amazing, creative, inspired play work. And I just am so glad that more will now know of the work that you're doing. Yeah. All right. And thank you all, wonderful listener participants. It's been great, as always, to connect with you. And until next time, continue to share your light and shine your insight and keep awake, as always. I'm going to just play out with Kathleen Casey and this wonderful music of the sounds.
Happy Day of Thanksgiving to all of you. I feel so much appreciation and gratitude for this connecting, sharing, and realizing. Have a wonderful, wonderful holiday with your friends and family, and I wish you all much peace, love, light, and radiate self-expression. Namaste.